I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, gangs attacked the central Haitian community of Thierrivière not once, but twice, torching homes and displacing many. Their attack impacted partners of Every Man a Warrior, a discipleship ministry of Transworld Radio. Gospel worker Obed said they'll be helping some people from Thierrivière relocate. He believes Haiti's deteriorating situation is not a physical, but rather a spiritual battle, the devil against God.
Many churches are closed now, so I believe that it's not just something that concerns Haiti. I believe that that should concern the whole world, the whole Christian world, to join in prayer, to join in support our brothers and sisters in Haiti.
Please pray for Every Man a Warrior as they offer humanitarian help alongside their discipleship work. And for Iranians, the internet is a powerful tool for discovering truth. Farzad's journey with Christ began in his teenage years, influenced by his siblings' faith and a Christian Yahoo Messenger chat. He also explored a Muslim chat room, but became discouraged by constant debates. Today, Farzad is an internet missionary. In just 2 years, he's led 20 people to Christ on Telegram. His method is simple. He creates a Christian profile, joins Persian chats, and builds friendships. People notice his avatar and ask about Christ.
If it's time, I give them salvation prayer. I say, do you want me to pray with you? We can do that by yourself. From each group, usually at least 2-3 people come with their questions.
The demand for online evangelists is growing. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.